We're all speaking from experience and showing the youth how to really make changes and how to use their voice and their personal lived experience to really highlight the changes that need to be made.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Every nurse's life experience offers valuable insight that shapes how they see, connect, and care for others. For nurse Dr. Sherika Miller, that story includes her own time in foster care. In this insight from episode 105, Fostering Kids, Fostering Families, Sherika shares how her personal journey helps her recognize the specific needs of foster youth and how understanding each patient's full story is essential to helping them thrive personally, physically, and emotionally.
Early on, I was very involved with California Youth Connection. And what's unique about that organization is that each local chapter is comprised of current foster youth and former foster youth. And so the older former foster youth sort of buddy up and mentor the younger foster youth, but the group is set up with youth empowerment as the focus. And I think that's what organizations have to do. And so the voices come from the kids who are in foster youth. And our overall objective of that specific organization is to advocate for legislative changes. And once a year, we have a day at the Capitol where we take all the foster youth up to Sacramento and they tell their stories. And they learn the powerful art of storytelling, because a lot of these politicians and legislators need to hear. They need to know firsthand what happens in foster youth. And we have a saying in that organization, nothing about us without us. And I think that other organizations can learn from CYC in that it is youth focused, youth empowered, and the adults, we sort of take a back seat, but all the majority of the adults are adults with lived experience. And so we're all speaking from experience and showing the youth how to really make changes and how to use their voice and their personal lived experience to really highlight the changes that need to be made. I think that we're doing a decent job of having the youth sit at the table with the solutions, but it's also important to have the youth sit at the table and discuss what the problems are. So that's one organization. Another organization that's really prominent in California is Guardian Scholars. And so Guardian Scholars is a program at most universities where they provide resources and support to foster youth. So for example, housing is a challenge for foster youth. And when I was in foster care, I did not have housing all the time. And I was just in the general lottery of students who were fighting for housing. But when you're in Guardian Scholars, these type of programs give priority housing registration to foster youth. So just something simple as that. Another big issue is that college campuses would close down over Christmas break. Yeah. I was literally homeless during those times. I was couch surfing with friends. And so having it to where the resident halls stay open for the foster youth so that they can stay on campus is another simple way to address their needs. And so this Guardian Scholars program, particularly at the university where I teach, which is Cal State Fullerton, has an amazing model. They have mentors for them. They provide them with laptops and financial support. They all house them together. They are helped in terms of priority registration for classes, priority housing, support for transportation, clothing, books, etc. And I've been part of that organization. And what I have definitely been instrumental in doing is creating a collaboration between nursing and Guardian Scholars. Why aren't we as nurses more connected to this organization here on campus that is serving arguably some of the most vulnerable students here on campus? And so one of the things we did was this yearly fundraiser and foster care awareness day right during May. So what we did is we did it right during Nurses Week. And that like first kind of second week in May, and then May is National Foster Care Awareness Month. And so leading up to May, we raised funds and we collaborated with the organization called Foster Love, and we purchased duffel bags, what foster youth most often use to transport their things
trash bags.
are trash bags.
Trash
Exactly.
bags.
Trash bags. And there's no dignity in that.
Yeah.
And I grew up as a teenager and I would spend the night over my friend's house and tie my clothes in a plastic bag. And she's like, why didn't you just use your backpack? And I'm thinking, people put clothes in backpacks, right? So this organization geniusly, right, has duffel bags. The
I
duffel
love them.
bags are amazing. So on this day during Nurses Week, we decorate the duffel bags. And I would have my students come. I would have members of the community come. I will have all the nursing faculty come. And I've also reached out to members in the community. So I will go to dental offices and get toothbrushes. I will go to Dollar Tree and get toiletries. And we would stuff all the duffel bags with all of these different toiletries, as well as letters of encouragement and empowerment that we will all sit down and write together. So it was this huge day with all of these facts posted around and people writing these inspirational letters and decorating these bags and stuffing them. And then I would take them to the same foster care facilities that I used to live in. So a very powerful full circle moment for me. And what this did was brought awareness to the needs of foster youth and brought on more nursing faculty to serve as mentors for foster youth and to also understand how we better support them as students and understand their unique needs as students. And that when we get lucky enough to have a nursing student who is a former foster youth, that is a powerful thing, and we need to make sure that we provide them with extra support as we are doing other vulnerable student populations.
That was Nurse Dr. Sherika Miller from episode 105, Fostering Kids, Fostering Families. You can listen to the full episode and find over 100 episodes in our library when you subscribe to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.